So, Brother Von, why is there no New Testament command to keep the Sabbath? There's no command in the New Testament to keep the Sabbath, right? Why would I write a letter to someone in prison and tell them to get some sleep? How many of those prisoners sleep? Now, I might tell them stay out of trouble. But you ain't got to tell a prisoner to get some sleep. Right? What's understood needs not be explained. The people to whom Jesus and the apostles preached would never have dreamed of anyone not keeping the Sabbath. The apostles all kept the Sabbath as the early church did. There was no need to command Sabbath keeping because they all kept it. You don't have to deal with what people's doing. You got to deal with what they're not doing. Now, I don't know how many's ever heard of Josephus. All right, let's see what Josephus has to say. Next screen. Josephus, the historian, says the multitude of mankind itself have had a great inclination for a long time to follow our religious observances. He said, for there's not a city in Greece, nor of the barbarians, nor any nation, where our custom of resting on the seventh day has not come. As God himself pervades all the world, so has our law passed through all the world. Next screen. So was Sunday, was the Sabbath changed to Sunday by God's authority? No. First, Jesus was not resurrected on Sunday. I've already taught on that. But what about Acts 20 and verse 7? Let's read it.
And into the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
When you go ask your preacher why we have church on Sunday, he's going to take you to this dinner they had on the first day of the week. Now, all of the Bible, he's going to turn it around with this one dinner they had on the first day of the week. Now, it says they came together on the first day of the week, but do you realize when they came together? I'm going to show you. How many has ever heard of E.W. Bullinger? One of the greatest writers of Christianity. He says that what this is talking about, this is not communion, this is not church. He said that everybody in the original New Testament would have no other idea or meaning in their mind that this was eating a meal. How are you going to try to go and show me somebody had dinner on the first day of the week and tell me the Sabbath has been changed? The disciples came together to eat, and it happened to be on the first day of the week. And you're going to point to that it changed it all. That's weak. That's pitiful. But I'm going to show you what really happened, and you're going to see it different. Go to the next screen. Now, this is proven by the fact that after Paul finished speaking, they again broke bread, and verse 11 said that they had meal. Folks, this was not worship. This was not church. This was dinner.
All right.
Now, how many have ever heard of a Havdalah? The Havdalah is a Jewish tradition that after the Sabbath has ended, that they get together and they have a small meal. We got the same tradition here. It's called dinner on the ground at the church. Right? They had a tradition called Havdalah. Go read about it. At the end of the Sabbath, when the first day begins, when the sun sets, tomorrow night, when the sun, after Sabbath, they would all get together now and have a dinner. They still do it in Jerusalem. It's called the Havdalah. And this is what these disciples were doing. The Bible said after the Sabbath, they came together for a meal, the Havdalah. And you're going to try to change the whole Sabbath teaching with that. Now go to the next screen. Now follow the timeline. Learn to tell time the Bible way. Now the first day starts at sunset. Read that verse and start at verse 7. Verse 7.
Okay, where was it? Sounds like it. Oh, Acts?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to show you what happened.
I just read 7.
I know, I want you to read again.
And until the first day of the week.
Okay, the Sabbath has just ended, so what time is it on Saturday? It's probably about 6 o'clock in the evening, right? The Sabbath is ending. Now, on the first day of the week, we automatically think the next day, right? No, when does the next day start after the Sabbath? soon as that sun sets, right? They're having church on the Sabbath, and now it's time for dinner on the ground. All right, so they have their Havdalah. Read.
When the disciples came together to break bread.
Now they come together. Sabbath is ended. They've been to have their Havdalah. Read.
Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
Paul starts preaching, and if y'all think I'm long-winded, he went till midnight. He starts about, see, preaches 6 hours. From 6, the Sabbath just ended. Now they're in the evening of the Sabbath. The evening of the first day. Read.
And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered.
How do we
together?
Know, Brother Bonnie, what during the day on the next day? Because there was many lights in the upper chamber. It was nighttime. The Sabbath, they're at the Havdalah. It wasn't the next day, Sunday, after the sun rose, everybody come together. It was right at the end of Sabbath. Havdalah. There's a lot of lights, candles up there. They're talking, fellowshipping. Paul starts preaching to them. And don't shut up for 6 hours. People fall out the window and die. Like some of y'all feel like doing. Amen. He got so, like right here, she goes to sleep on me so bad sometimes. I just know she's going to fall out the chair and just die. And I'm going to have to pray her back to life. Amen. She works 3 jobs, bless your heart, comes on this Sabbath. She's wore out. And so listen, that's what you got here. How are you going to take that? And all modern translations have changed it. They've acknowledged it was Saturday night when this happened. So how are you going to take that and turn the Sabbath around? Next screen, okay. Look, our time's up. We know, I tell you what Paul did do the first day of the next week, the first day. He walked 20 miles during Sunday. He walked 20, he wasn't resting, keeping no Sabbath. He was walking 20 miles to catch a boat. Anyway, I don't have time to continue, but let's flip through. I want to get to one last screen. Flip through. Okay, you go back to that. What about they laid something aside on the first day of the week? Just take a picture of it. It explains itself. It will have nothing to do with going to church. Next screen. All right, finally, here's where I'm closing. You asked me a while ago who changed it and how did it change. Y'all ready? I'm done. I'm going to 2 or 3 screens. I'm going to do nothing but read. Did you get